in Nashville at 7 a.m. There, the temperature was 22 degrees, dew point was 17, and the relative humidity was 81%. Winds were south at 5 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.49 inches and steady. Around Middle Tennessee. Clarksville, Fair, 19. Crossville, Fair, 18. Columbia, Mount Pleasant, clear, 21. Dixon, clear, 23. Fayetteville, clear, 25. Gallatin, clear, 18. Lawrenceburg, clear, 21. Lebanon, clear, 18. Lewisburg, clear, 18. At Livingston, temperature 28 degrees. McMinnville, clear, 19. Murfreesboro, clear, 19. Portland, clear, 19. Pulaski, clear, 21. Rockwood, clear, 25. Shelbyville, clear, 21. Smyrna, fair, 19. Cookeville, Sparta, clear, 19. Springfield, clear, 18. Tullahoma, clear, 21. West Nashville, clear, 23. Winchester, clear, 21. Elsewhere in Tennessee. Chattanooga, fair, 26. Jackson, fair, 19. Knoxville, fair, 24. Memphis, fair, 27. Oak Ridge, fair, 23. Tri-Cities, fair, 22. Across the region. Louisville, fair, 23. Bowling Green, fair, 20. Huntsville, fair, 27. Paducah, fair, 18. Birmingham, fair, 27. Atlanta, fair, 31. Again, conditions at Nashville, fair, 22 degrees. Here is the forecast for Lawrenceburg, Collinwood, Collioka, Hohenwald, and surrounding areas. Today, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. Southwest winds up to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 30s. South winds up to 5 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly cloudy. A 20% chance of rain showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, cloudy. Chance of showers in the evening, then showers after midnight. Lows in the lower 40s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of showers 80%. Monday, showers in the morning, then showers and slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 90%. Monday night, mostly cloudy. Showers likely and slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the mid-40s. Chance of precipitation 70%. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Lows in the upper 30s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Rain showers likely in the morning, then a chance of rain showers in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Chance of showers 60%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain and snow in the evening, then a slight chance of snow showers after midnight. Lows in the upper 20s. Chance of precipitation 20%. Thursday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 40s. Thursday night and Friday, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-20s. Highs in the upper 40s. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio, All Hazards, the voice of the National Weather Service. This is Station WWF84, located in Lawrence County. The broadcast originates from the National Weather Service office near Nashville. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for portions of Middle Tennessee. For today and tonight, no hazardous weather is expected at this time. And now the extended outlook for the period Sunday through Friday, no hazardous weather is expected at this time. Spotter information statement, spotter activation will not be needed. Flood warning extended until February 26, 2213. The flood warning continues for the Tennessee River at Clifton until February 26, 2213. Moderate flooding is forecast. Estimated stage at 7 a.m. Saturday is 376 feet. Action stage is 364.0 feet. Flood stage is 370.0 feet. At 378.0 feet in Wayne County, portions of Route 128 north of Clifton began to flood. At 376.0 feet in Decatur County, water reaches the ground floor of homes in the Russ Farm area. In the Martin's Landing subdivision, water inundates the boat launch and landing area and may inundate the ground floor of homes in the area. Access may be limited due to flooded roads. At 375.0 feet in Decatur County, water floods the boat launch and low-lying portions of the access road to the Forest Crossing subdivision area at the old Highway 114 ferry crossing to Clifton. In Hardin County, access to property in the Cobb Farm area along Senator Cobb Road and Colonel James Hardin Drive in the Nansbyrn area may be restricted due to flooded roads. At 374.0 feet in Wayne County, Clifton Park at Swansley begins to flood, and the Beach Lake Campground on Beach Lake Road is completely flooded. In Perry County, roads in the Peters Landing area are underwater and access may be restricted. In Hardin County, access roads and campsites in the Cobb Farm area of Nance Bend are flooded. At 373.0 feet in Decatur County, water inundates the Healy Pad in the River's Edge Landing subdivision. At 370.0 feet in Decatur County, the boat launch and parking lot areas of Riverstone Marina are flooded. In Wayne County, water begins to flood portions of Beach View Drive and the Beach Lake Campground on Beach Lake Road. In Perry County, access roads in the Peters Landing area, including Peters Landing Road, begin to flood. In Hardin County, in the Cobb Farm area of Nance Bend and low-lying portions of Senator Cobb Road and Colonel James Hardin Drive begin to flood and access may be limited. Avoid flooded areas along the river and move personal belongings to higher ground. Never drive through flooded roads as the depth of water may be too great to pass, even in trucks or sport utility vehicles. If you come across a flooded road, turn around, don't drown. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or other local media for further information from the National Weather Service.